Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Your friends, those who are like-minded individuals just like you, so they can get the same quality of information that you get. If this is your first time with us, thank you for joining us for our daily morning meeting. It doesn't look like we have any newbies on this morning. Good morning, Ms. Chiquita. No, we don't have any newbies on this morning. So what I'm going to do is Thank you, Grace. Not yet. So what I'm going to do is we're not going to pass it over just yet. What we're going to do this morning is, sir? Gotcha. All right. So our founder and CEO is switching over his audio, but he will be on shortly. But I just want to thank each and every one of you for all of the hard work that you have been doing. I want to thank each and every one of you for showing up. We are in day 6 of the year 2021 of the month of January. You all have still been showing up strong. You're still pushing. Nothing is going to stop you on this wonderful year. So I'm just happy to see each and every one. Good morning, Mr. Johnson. We had a strong good morning from Mr. Samuel earlier. So good morning to you too. Happy to see each and every one of you. It's been an amazing day, week, month, year thus far. All right. So cool. Still no new No newbies on here yet. So with that being said, I need to first off stop saying so much. I'm working on that one. With that, with artless transition, I now transfer this call over to our founder, our CEO, the innovator himself, the often imitated, never duplicated, Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you all being here. As you know, this is our meeting. We open up to the public. So don't forget to open it up to the public. Have people here that you know, love, and trust, or at least someone you want to build with. If you're somebody who doesn't have anybody you want to build with, totally understandable. I've been there before. Become someone, and then, you know, that'll work out for you in that future. Now, we got a lot of things to cover. Let's see. Grace, I want you to shoot Sugar a text message. And let me mute my mic real quick. All right, I'll do that for right now. So we'll make that the first order of business. Jerry, thank you for that. When I find out something, I will let you know. I have nothing. You got something.
I'm going to private message you right now.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I don't have anything. All righty. Now, let's see. Okay. So let's go to presentation. Well, as soon as you... I'll stall real quick so you can give me your presentation. Monica, get ready. I'm going to need your camera on. I need to see you with the presentation. I need to see you. Now, what am I going to say? Let me skip around that so I can give them the opportunity to do what I just said. I don't even check with me. Just send it. Okay. Now, I was going to say... let's see. Hold on, let me just read messages. Yes. Well, you can say something now, Prophet Jerry, if you want to. That'll we got a lot to cover.
Okay, I'll make it quick. Good morning, great rising to everyone. About my camera's off because I have to read. About
understood.
Four o'clock this morning, praying again for ATS. And is Corinne on?
Yes. Good morning.
Okay. Corinne, God said, give you Isaiah 43:19 in the Messenger Bible. Let me get it right quick. Be right quick, Mr. Antonio.
Take your time. I don't bother spiritual things. I want to get in trouble.
I want to get it in the Messenger. That's why I trying to find it right quick.
You said 43:19. That's what I
yes.
I said on the screen.
Okay, sit it on the screen for me, please.
Mm-hmm.
And then while you sit on the screen, I read it and then go back to read what was written to give to her.
No problem. So here it is, right? Message okay. Version, you said, correct?
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 19 says, hold on.
I'm not sure which one is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert, be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's Uh-oh. Bursting out. Don't you see it? Okay, now let me finish reading what he said. No more tears of sorrow. Reaping time. Receive your overflow of abundance. God said, your seed, which is kids, we'll see abundance. Miss Grace.
Yes, sir.
Okay. There is a new door opening. There's a new door opening of teaching. You have given your all. Watch me. Watch me give healing to a special person you carry dear to your heart. Mr. Antonio, go get it. Go get it. It's yours, said God. I've seen, I've heard you. Now, what you gonna do about it? There's doors I have given you. Here are the keys. And I saw you reaching this morning when I heard that part. Here are the keys. Own it. Enjoy it. And your seeds, which is kids, shall reap that harvest. The nine-year-old, you got a nine-year-old, right?
Yes, sir. Sure do.
Okay. It says the nine-year-old has gift planted in him. Listen and receive. Mr. Ken, I thought I seen his face.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, Mr. Ken, the more you're humble, the more I'm taking you higher. I'm doing a special work in your body, and you shall know it's me. The best is yet to come. I'm opening a way of escape for one of your children. I don't know what that means, but God be the glory.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Mr. Jerome, because of your because of your obedience, receive. Because of your caring heart, the doors of books and podcasts shall bless many. Is Mr. Law able just to hear? Because I know he's probably on his way to work.
Present for 2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes. I got 2 minutes. Law, your character, your charisma shall deliver many people. The four-year-old nephew, carry him, nurture him, because he's watching you. I'm pulling out the hurt from the past and give you freshness and restoration. Miss Christine Elliott.
Yes, sir.
I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I hear the sound of abundance of healing of the past. And new is coming. It's your humbleness. It's your obedience. I'm calling you forth to lead like, I'm calling you forth to lead like the prophetess Deborah in the Bible. When you get a chance, read about Deborah. Deanna, your son shall be a Joseph to his generation. Gary, more than you ask for. Hold on. Let me read that again. More than you ask, receive your harvest. The places I've taken you, the doors I've opened. I relinquish the mic back to Antonio. Glory.
All right, so I'll unmute your mics and clap. I'm not going to bother. Don't matter.
Antonio.
All right,
Antonio.
By all means, Phil.
You know what was fun is looking at the screen, and when somebody's name's called up, their head jerks up. It's like they got whiplash. They go, oh,
yeah.
That was fun.
Yep. And this well received. Deanna and I, sometime in November, let's just say we went to go see someone. Doesn't matter. I don't know if it's too much for y'all, but anywho, okay. I'm just gonna go ahead and mess y'all head up anyway. Let me let you do it. We have a good friend who's a witch, like real talk. Witch, and she said to me, you're unstoppable. For the next 18 months,
wow,
whatever you decide to do is going to work. don't do anything new, because you already wrote down an extremely detailed plan of what you was going to do. It is absolutely going to happen. There's no obstacles in front of you. And this morning, and I thought about it, boom, no problem, bam. This morning, I had to send some energy Deanna away. Get up, right? Get up, right? And made sure. And then for 10 minutes, I just sat there and I said, now, take care of you. I typically don't do this in the morning because, I typically don't do that. I typically take care of everything else, everybody else. This morning, I said, take care of you. And all I heard was, you know you're unstoppable. And then old Prophet Jerry gonna run around and open up his damn mouth. You understand?
his blessed mouth, not his damn mouth. Yeah. His blessed mouth.
Yeah, that's it. His blessed
don't,
mouth.
Don't be damning his mouth now.
Absolutely. So good. I am always obedient. Listen, y'all can read tarot cards, and it wouldn't bother me none. I'm always be obedient to people genuinely operating in their gifts and talents. Y'all understand what I'm saying? And may we have more of that on planet Earth. So I'm gonna change my whole meeting now since he wanna be blessed. I was gonna say something and I said, no, I'm not gonna do that. Let me just go on my script. Don't worry about the presentation, ladies. You give it to me later. And I kept saying, no, don't do that because, no, don't do that because. But now I know I'm supposed to do two or three things here. For one, let me first say, I believe Sugar's on now.
Yeah.
All right. The first thing that is on my agenda that I do want to say is I heard last night, Sugar, you want to make phone calls. I'm so proud of you. Okay. Let's unmute our mic.
Yeah.
Now, it's a big deal. I don't care if it's for your team. I'm probably going to force you to do it for your team and not for the company, to be honest with you. But let's just process the information properly here. I don't know anybody but you that want to make phone calls. You understand what I'm saying? And Phil just did a whole series on not, making phone calls, sometime in November, December, he was telling y'all, get on the phone. And at the beginning of the pandemic, Phil got on the phone. And from that phone, money start coming out the ground and the airways. I just want to honor you because you're at the point of your life, age-wise, where you don't have to learn nothing new if you don't want to. And it is, you are a role model. And you have to know me to know that I don't say words I don't want to say. Okay? The more you know me, the more you know if I said something, that's what I said. I have watched you look like a fool on the internet and kept moving forward. Do you understand? Grace ain't got that in her. You understand? No. Grace don't like looking like no fool. So I'm going to make
Antonio,
sure. Yes, ma'am.
She also, sorry about that. She also spoke last night on the Bureau and did an outstanding job. It was just wonderful presentation that she did last
night. That's what I heard. Outstanding, man. It's exactly what I heard. So proud of you. I'm going to push you one further, Sugar. Not only am I going to teach you, or we're going to teach you how to make those calls, and you got enough mentors and stuff around here, but I'm going to teach you how to prospect too. Let me help you out. Let me tell you what I actually said. not only am I going to give you what you asked for, but I'm also going to teach you how to do what most salespeople don't even know how to do and go create your own leads that converts into income. And most people can't do that. Most salespeople can't do both. They should. Back when Phil was doing sales in the 70s, everybody was prospecting. I don't know what it is. Everybody got soft now. I don't know what happened. It's no more. You tell people to prospect now, they get offended. That's, you know, you tell a salesperson to prospect, they get offended. I'm not sure what's going on.
I know, there we go. It cool. Just hung up for whatever reason. But I was trying to be on the, I was trying to be responsible
to the phone so the computer wouldn't mess up. I'm doing stuff in the background and then messes up anyway, being responsible. Anyway, Sugar, I want to start off with that by saying that we're going to honor you here at ATS. Anybody 60 plus asking to do, because that's all I heard from the meeting. And there was plenty that went on. But what I heard was, I'm 60 plus and I want to learn a new skill, one that most people are afraid of. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. Whatever you got going on in your life, God's going to do a great work in you. And there's just no way. There's no way possible. It's not. Y'all mute your mic, clap for her.
Yeah.
God is doing great work.
Yes. God is. You're right. You're right. Yes. That's a big deal. You crazy as hell.
Yes.
You crazy.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Phone
stuff took, let me tell you, Phil, myself, I don't know who else, well, years for them. It takes years to master this phone call stuff. It takes years. I mean, it shouldn't, but I'm talking about to feel just to the point where you're just numb to it all, second nature, you know, that's a process. That's a process. So, and God bless you. You keep learning new things and you really don't have anything to prove. You really don't. You're at the age to where you can just do what you want. She's old enough to go in somebody's church and interrupt the pastor in the middle of his sermon. And all they're gonna say is, okay, ma'am, sit down, right? Because you're old enough, right? At that point, you get to a certain age, you kind of do what you want to do, right? You got to do what you want to do. And I'm looking forward to waking up enough to get there. Now,
thank you so much. I don't know how long I'm gonna be able to stay on. Last night or early this morning, I woke up and my nose was bleeding. And I didn't know because it was dark in the room that it was my nose that was bleeding. And so when I finally felt, and I says, no. And so I used my phone to look at my hand, and it wasn't just, you know, like this here. It was massive. And so I went to the ER. I was able to contact some people. Jerry, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Why, Jerry, you popped up in my head, but God said get in contact, and you happened to have been up. You know, it was like almost 3 a.m. here. And so I went to the emergency ER. I have something, ladies, you know about these things, and some of you men might also, but I have a nose tampon in my nose. It was a device that he shot way up here. And my niece was with me. She says, you might as well have gotten a COVID shot. I mean, it went way up in my nasal passage. So I've got to go and go to an ear, nose, and throat doctor. But there was just clots and clots, massive clots. I do have pictures as well. So I don't know what's going on, but I know it's good. I know I'm covered. I have no fear, no anxiety, any of that stuff at all. But I just wanted to let you know that I'm waiting for a call back and for them to check to see what's going on. But seriously, Prophet Jerry, the words that you gave off this morning, I received those words as well. But I just wanted my family to know what's going on. You may know, you know, I don't know. I've never had a nosebleed. I've never been sick or had any of this type of problem before, but I just wanted to take a minute to let y'all know what's going on in my life. I love all of you, and I'm okay. I'll be okay.
I'm coming back to you, Sugar. Let me pause real quick. Go ahead, Deanna. Say what you just said.
I was telling Antonio that if he hadn't put together what he put together, Sugar wouldn't have had nobody to call. And of all the people, Jerry, all the way in Vegas, was the one that answered the call. So I'm just grateful for what he's put together here, because what if we weren't here? Who would Sugar have called? Who? And now she knows she has someone on the other side of the United States that she knows, okay, I know if I call Jerry, I know he got me. Even though he's not even here to do anything, he still made sure, okay, let me let Antonio know, let me keep Antonio updated. But it's just amazing how family isn't just blood. No. So I was just telling Antonio, I was like, look what you've done.
For people like Phil, myself, and Monica, family ain't never been blood.
You know, so, not at all.
We have a whole different view of family.
Yes. And for some of us, blood is not family in some cases. Well, so no, that's important.
Right. No, that's right. Phil?
Who is my brother? Who is my sister? You all are.
I feel like a very smart guy said that. Sacrificed. Ain't gonna bother nobody though. Ain't gonna bother nobody. Now, Sugar, back to you.
Yes, sir.
I'm watching what I'm supposed to say. I got plans for you. And since I know I'm important to this world, and then you are in my reality, it also means you are equally important to this world, because like attracts like. Did she hear what I said? Okay. So we got work to do. You understand? And when one has work to do, one does not die. You'll be just fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, then. All right.
Say that, sir.
Here you go. That's all. I want to watch my words.
Did you just speak over her? Did you just speak over her?
I said what I said, Jerome. Hold on, man. You understand what I'm saying?
I need Dr. Trash.
Okay, I'll pray over God. Thank you for the gift that is Sugar Trask. Amen. God, we come to you right now in the expecting of healing and good news. At this moment, we ain't asking you for nothing because we don't have to ask. The throne is set. We are bold and we stand before it, knowing that when we bring something boldly to the throne, you move for bold children. God, move on behalf of Sugar. Let peace be what peace be. While chaos is around in her head and in her subconscious, let there be peace holding her, which is you. God, she's got friends, a whole lot of them now. She had plans last night to learn something new. That sounds like living to me. And we are grateful. So we stand in agreement with her. She got a whole lot more left. And she's not done. Because ATS could never be ATS without Sugar. We, as an organization, need her. And as long as that is facts,
she has her place. So God, we thank you. Let peace and relaxation come over her right now. Let her also go to whatever call and doctor she has to go to, knowing that exceedingly and abundantly above all that she can ask or think for has already occurred. God, we are thankful for you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Typically. Amen. Prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
you.
Just so y'all know, typically when I pray in the in a corporate crowd, I don't know who's out there. I always pause at the very end, and in my head I go, in Jesus' name. And then I just say amen out loud. As not to, you know, as to have everybody. But please know, I always sign it off. Okay, all right, just so you know. I just do it in my head.
Know the words. You yes. know the words.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just do it in my head. It's not to offend some people out there. Go ahead, Jerry.
No, I just wanted to, you know, this theme has permeated everything. Are you familiar with there's a yogi, his name is Master Sri Arkashna?
I am familiar, not as familiar as I like to be, but I am.
I've been watching a little bit of his teachings of late, and he has been focusing on the fact that what we are all going through as a world consciousness and what we've created as a human consciousness is what we saw in full force in 2020.
That's right.
And, you know, everything has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And so does every season in life, in life as a whole, as our humanity. And that's what we've seen in 2020. And 2020 was the year of destruction. It was the end of a season. And if you can recognize that, you can really use that energy to your advantage. And that's what he talks about a lot. And the understanding that right now we are in a new beginning. We really are in an awakening as a whole, as a humankind. And I just think it's interesting how all of that just working together with what we're doing here. And, you know, he said it's very easy when we go through these times, especially in the end of something that's as dramatic as what we are doing right now, or what we just went through. It's so easy to let that energy have the wrong effect on you. It's so easy to be down, to feel discouraged, to feel like, you know, the whole world is just coming down on you. But with just a little twist of your perception and the way you think about that, it becomes, wait a minute, that's over. That ended. This is a new flower that's blooming. This is a new seed that is now beginning to come up out of the ground. And we have some time right now that we've never had before, that has an energy behind it that we've never had before in our lifetimes even. And if we can use that just to kickstart 2020, do what you need, or excuse me, 2021, do what you need to do to build what's new with you. Get rid of the old. If you've got things that are broken, throw them out. If you've got things that need to be organized, get them organized and build for what your new life is going to be, because it's here and you need to prepare yourself for it. If you don't prepare yourself for it with the right mental acuity and doing the right thing, that's on you. That's not on anybody else. But right now is the time. And if you build through this time within the next year and the year after that, we're going to see miracles. We're going to see things that we have never conceived of, not only as a whole, as a humanity, but individually. So be aware of what's going on with that energy. And if you suddenly turn away from that destruction and realize what path you're on, everything just looks so different. And the sun even looks different when you look at it, because it is. Everything has changed. So keep that in mind. And this is just evidence to me, the things that we do every day here. It just made so much sense when I saw his explanation on this stuff, and even down to numerology, the 2020, the zero is destruction. It is bringing everything that was up and bringing it down to nothing. And as we go on, 2021, we're building back up again in a total manifestation. And like I said, we're going to see things that you're just going to go, oh my God, how could that be? But we're going to see that in each and every one of our lives right here. I know that.
Y'all heard what he said?
Thank you, Jerry.
Yes. 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 Wow. Yes. Do me a favor and cut that off for me.
Antonio? Now,
yes, sir.
Three things. Number one, Todd Rundgren has a song, Here We Are Again, the start of the end, but there's always more. Number two, when you pray for somebody, visualizing them wrapped in that pink you see at sunset, it's kind of like the pink that's behind Grace right now, because that's the balance between lightness and darkness. That's the transition. So when you pray for them, that's a color of love. So that pink you see at the sunset, as you pray for them, just embellish them in that color. And then you add one more dimension to your prayers. And number three, I just had a friend of mine call me and say, Phil, I can't be on this podcast. Can you be on it today at 10? So I'm going to break off of about 5 till 10 to be on a podcast that just showed up. So keep up the good work, everybody. Hey,
yes.
Carrie.
Thank yes. you. Nice to have you. Congratulations.
Love you.
Yes, congratulations. So I wasn't going to do this.
Antonio, had you not taught several months back, wherever there's good, I mean, these are things that, you know, all of us on here know, but until you deal with it face to face, wherever there is good, there's evil as well, and wherever there's light, there's darkness that has to come. I had to reflect back on that moment that I got that revelation last night, because after the keynote speech and, you know, running to New Orleans to get my niece and coming back and all that was going on, I had to reflect. And I was like with a big towel, just blood was coming down everywhere. And you popped into my head and you made that statement. And Sheila was trying, Sugar was trying to find out and pick. Did I do this? Is this happening because of that? Did this happen because of that? Why am I standing here? Why is this, you know, all of this crazy stuff that gets in our heads, all of us gets in our heads. And when that came down, the peace that came over me, I says, well, I just need to go get this taken care of. And that, I just wanted to share that with you, because that popped up. And I says, well, you know what? I'm where I'm supposed to be, because this isn't about me. It's to help somebody else. And because we know that it's the blood. It's the blood that heals us. It's the blood that saves us. It's the blood that delivers us. It's all about the blood. Well, honey, I had enough blood flowing yesterday. I feel like I'm an energized bunny.
All right.
Amen. I got you. So I was going to go through this long agenda that I have. And I said, now, if I do that, they're going to lock up. And they're going to, you know, I say, so let me not do that. So let me set it up a little bit. The first meeting we had of the year, I told you all that it would take video higher, but I put in two different sets of videos. For me personally, I said, I'll do one inspirational message a day. And then I said, I'd do another one. You'll just find out later. And I was thinking to myself, well, I know, I was told, doesn't matter. It's time to do what you're supposed to do. Don't worry about all that. I just come on, because come later, right? I just come back to it later, right? It's time. And while business, sales, and marketing is what got me here, it is not my purpose, right? It is not the keys that I hold. Do you understand? It's not the keys that I hold. So you see that I've actually started it. Actually, you should have got a post. One thing to premiere on my page at 9:30. There's a post already on Instagram and YouTube right now. Starting that process. Just check later, should you feel like it. There's a video that says, it will come quickly. It'll make sense when you go look at it. Now, Latrice, this morning, I woke up at 3. Now, I was already of the lack of sleep, but this time I was woke up for a different reason. I was pulled up. And I knew I needed to talk about something. And I said, I'm not going to do that. This is no way possible. But Prophet Jerry and then other Jerry, right? And then Jerry, Prophet Jerry and Potter Jerry. There you go. All right. They started something and then Sugar. And I said, well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do what I was supposed to do.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people group.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Supposed to do the we must talk, and I'm gonna do this my way. I'm not doing it your way. Okay, I'm not doing it your way. You can say something if you want to, but if I feel, I see the vibration off of you, I'm going to say, hold up for a minute. Let me finish so you can change your vibration, okay? But we got to talk about last night. While this is local to America, the country, this is worldwide, as what Potter Jerry talked about with the yogi. My friends, you are getting ready to have an attack pulled on you worse than any pandemic possible. But I warned y'all, November 5th, I believe, I did that. I told you the propaganda machine was going to go crazy. And it did, for God's sake. It went absolutely crazy to where crazy, okay? Now, we're going to talk about voting and voter fraud, but I don't care about either one of those subjects. There's something behind that subject that's being used against you, okay? Something behind that subject is being used against you. Here's the punchline, Jerome. The punchline is you need to stay away from that energy. It's no different than what Jerry just said that the yogi said. No different. But let me, that's the punchline. But let me explain. For whatever reason, we have looked past science, statistics, data, et cetera. That's okay. We've looked past the, I think it's now 0 and 53 cases of voter fraud to conservative judges mostly, okay? Kneeled out, it's done. No problem. We keep going. Remember, we're doing this my way, not your way, because I don't care nothing about voter fraud. And I don't care nothing about y'all politics. But somebody's controlling your vibration. You need to pay very close attention. Yosmin just said, help myself. Go ahead and help myself. Let's just process for a moment that somehow, and I just want you to receive this. You don't have to receive it as truth. Let's just receive it as Antonio said something. That's it. You don't need to concur or non-concur, right? You can just, I heard you. You know what I'm saying? Like that's on your discipline sheet right now. It's concur, non-concur, or whatever. I heard with you. I heard you. Oh no, concur, non-concur. Antonio, you got the right to be wrong. There you go. That one feels good right there, right? You got the right to be wrong. There it is, right there. You just check that one if you want to. The election was stolen. You've heard this. Like, if you just listen to the channels, you can hear everyone's on the same script, but don't take my word. Just Google it. I know this is making some of you uncomfortable. I ain't got nothing to do with that. That you're actually proving the point of someone's controlling your vibration. Yesterday, the two seats were flipped. So here's what you have. You have a stolen election, that's me with my air quotes, where nobody lost their seats but two people. Okay, let's just process this information. I know what you've been told, and this is not an election conversation. Here's the energy you need to account for. For a long time now, there's been a struggle of power. Now that power, something happened. I've told you over and over, the universe is correcting itself. I keep saying it. I've been saying it for years. Now what you have is a blue president, a blue house, and a blue Senate. And if you think that that's going to happen without no noise coming at you, you ain't paying attention. Do you understand? I'm going to tell you something about both sides. If when the blue side, when the blue side is liberals are extremely bad at winning. They just win poorly. I mean, they just, you know, they win like cowards. I'm not conservative or liberal. You know, they don't brag. They win passively. They have class. They win and they go home and they drink their tea and their coffee. And they lay with their spouses and they clean their feet. That's it. They just do that. It's terrible because there's a lot of stuff that should be, there's a lot of world changing things that liberals are responsible for that they don't say nothing about. So another side can just come and switch it. As bad. When the conservative side or the red side wins, they're winners. See, I said liberals are poor winners. Mm-hmm. I said conservatives are poor winners. Two different ends of the spectrum. Conservatives are the people who hold the generational wealth. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So what you have is a fight between long money and new money. Do you understand what I'm saying? And if you think for one second that that fight is not going to involve you, you haven't been paying attention. So hear me my way, because your way doesn't work here. My way. None of this matters. But they're going to convince you that you lost. If you are a conservative in the UK or India or America or any other place that we have represented in this company, your ass has not lost. You ain't running. If you are liberal, you have not won. You are not running. They have convinced y'all that is your loss. Some of you are happy this morning because you went through hell the last 4 years. Obviously, this mostly the left side. How did you die? Did you get shot in the street? Did you lose your house? Listen, y'all, you did not lose. You did not win. They have upheld your poverty condition. Can we talk? See, I wasn't gonna do this.
Do it.
I wasn't gonna do it. And I said, they're not gonna be able to handle it. I'm just, because last time I tried it one time and everybody was like, so I said, you know what? That's fine.
I can handle it. Bring it, okay. Antonio. I can handle it.
From Steve to Amanda to Patricia, all they have done since the day you've been born is uphold your poverty condition and fed you an illusion that you were not in poverty. Let me help y'all for a second. It don't make no sense that we depend on the government to give us what we deserve when we're 65. That makes no sense. It makes no sense. Think about it. You would never raise your children to get what they finally deserve in little small increments when they turn 65. You wouldn't even allow me to watch your kids if that was my mindset. But they convinced us that we pay taxes and we deserve to get taken care of. Lies, 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 lies. Why? Because for one, when they finally do take care of you, if they do, it ain't enough, Steve. It's just not enough. It's not. And we have enough money. I'm gonna get accused of being socialist here, which isn't even a bad word. Medicare and Medicaid is socialism. It is. It just is, right? K through 12 schooling is socialism. Socialism is when you take money and divide it evenly amongst people. The mere fact that y'all don't pay for K through 12 is the definition of socialism. It's free, ain't it? But the taxes have been spread out evenly so little Nuck Nuck can go to school. You understand? All right. Same thing with Medicare. I need y'all to get with me in 2021 and take your life back. I can't tell you not to watch the news. I can't. I prefer you stay informed. Please, by all means, stay informed. By all means, stay informed. What I'm telling you, my friends, is that they're using all that against you to keep you in your poverty condition. I cannot tell you not to watch the news. All I can tell you is they're using all of that. Go ahead, Phil. Good luck on your interview. They're using all of that to uphold your poverty condition. Think about it, y'all. Think about it. I want all y'all to know, just process it. In the last 10 years, has your life financially, from a secured perspective, has your money gone up or has it gone down year after year? And if that's the case, whoever you've been voting for ain't helping you. Because in every country, 10 years, there's been swaps happening. Let's go back 20 years. How many of you remember having a job, thinking you didn't have a lot of money, but 20 years, like now, you know, 20 years ago, but today you're like, man, I ain't have much, but I was sure living better than I was then. How many of you really be real with me here? Yeah, somebody lying to us. Our quality of life has decreased every day, gradually, for 20 years. And here's the crazy part. They don't care if you're white. They don't care if you're black. They don't care. It is universal that if we don't stick together, they are going to continue to uphold our poverty condition. Somebody's going to say, Antonio, who are you talking about? Who is the they? I will hook you up and tell you automatically and directly, whoever is controlling the income and writing laws to protect that wealth is they. My friends, stay conservative. Stay liberal. These things mean nothing. You don't get like a better seat in heaven because you were conservative. I'm not, you know, like these things don't matter. You don't get a better seat because you're liberal. You don't get a better seat. Keep it because it serves you. But stop thinking about them and not thinking about your wealth. One bird, two wings, facts. And I'm gonna tell you, I would tell you right now, I see in 20, this now this is strategic. This is what I would do. I see in the next 4 years, it's gonna happen in the UK and it's gonna happen in America first, because we've got freedoms that just, we're such rebels, you know, you know, the whole country's just rebels. We just said, hey, King over there in England, F you, buddy. We're just rebels from the beginning, right? Just rebels. We're just such rebels. I see in your future 4 political parties. I'm telling y'all, you've been accustomed to 2. But I can tell you right now, that genius, Trump, has started something that ain't going nowhere no time soon. And every action has an opposite and equal reaction, which means folk who look like me are going to start something. Do you understand? Tea Party came first. Black Lives Matter came as a result. And watch both of them spin political parties. You're getting ready to have 4 political parties. That's happened before. It has, if you know, at least in America, it has. It really has. The parties were called different things at the time. I'm attempting to tell you this, my friends. They don't care about your money, Jerry, Vanessa. They just want to make sure that you keep what you got. Because as long as you keep what you have, you're in your right place. If you can realize that there is a war, that I'm not saying no different. Listen to everything Jerry just said that the yogi said. I'm saying the same thing. I'm just making it plain with real life examples. There is a war happening, but the war is coming from our collective consciousness. We deserve everything that is happening as far as respectable as possible as that, okay? I'm not saying, I'm not trying to be, you know, one of those doomsdays people. I'm just saying, this is our collective consciousness. And there are people like Steve that have risen above that. The problem is, ain't enough Steves. And until there's enough Steves, we can't get a new collective consciousness. Do you understand what I'm saying? What if I told you that all of you know, without me even saying, that ATS is something very different, and I am not building whatever you think I'm building? How many of you already knew that?
Known that.
Right? It's kind of common sense that I'm coming after the heart of the problem. It really is. When you just, if you just stay around long enough, you can tell ain't nobody worried about no online education. You just, in order to make changes though, you got to go with the flow. You can't go against the flow and make change. You got to go with the flow and then make changes with the flow. They can't see that. My friends, what's happening to it, you're going to see it today. So if you just look at the statistics, there is a reaction that happened. The reaction that happened, because every action has an opposite and equal reaction. What came from the head, do you understand, was not okay. That's what the people said. Get that out of there. Do you understand? And then keep the rest, you know, keep your Mitch McConnell's and all this, keep all that, which that's not, he's not the Senate Majority Leader today, but you get it, right? Keep all that because people understand what they understand. But the collective conscience understood we need to change the president. The collective conscience understood we need to change Georgia. Do you understand? That's where all the energy was. Does everybody hear what I'm saying? Here's where all the energy is going to be at today. They're about to scare England. They are. They're for the convince the UK that what's happening in America is about to happen in the UK. I don't even have to watch it to know. It's what I would do. You say, why? Because people are controllable when they're in a crowd. And I don't care which side of the crowd you're on, my friends. I just need you in a crowd. Pick a side. Just pick one. You want a hard Brexit? You want this one? You want a tea party? Like, pick a side. People like me are dangerous because I ain't on no side. I'm uncontrollable.
I'm sorry. I don't mean it. Interrupt, mm-hmm. But I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
You said about the UK. So now, then the question would be, because of the UK and their history and the understanding of maybe their why they breathe in the UK, is that really gonna, are they gonna fall subject to it as we did?
Everybody that has a central bank.
Okay.
It was going to fall subject to this propaganda. Wherever there is a central bank, we have allies. It's literally the definition of follow the money. The only reason that we are allies with the United Kingdom is because we speak the same language. After that, central banks started in the United Kingdom. They invented it. And it's been established. Think about it. Wherever there is an ally, wherever there is an ally, there is a central bank. Here's what I'm saying. I'm getting ready to end this here. What I'm telling y'all is they're about to come for Steve. They're about to come for Jerome because they want Steve mad at Blake. Well, it doesn't matter what the blank is. It just doesn't matter. Whatever, right? Whatever side he chooses, boom. They want Jerry mad at blank, whatever side. It doesn't matter. And all y'all gonna do is be mad and not get money. Now, some of you, Jaquita, I can already hear it. Not me. You finna say stuff like, don't matter what happened, God is king. I don't know why y'all do that. I don't understand that. You can run to the church and let the building blow down and stay safe in your church. You got to leave at some point. Even your church sits in this government. You can't lock yourself in the living room or in the sanctuary and say God is king. This is what's supposed to happen. So you're telling me that what's supposed to happen is I'm supposed to continue to let 40,000 children die a day. I'm supposed to continue to let people in different countries have genocide upon them, but God is king, so let me let that happen. It's God's will. No, you literally need to change your idea of God. They got all of us choosing a side. Some of y'all gonna choose religion. Some of you gonna choose left or right. Whatever you choose, it needs to be your personal prosperity until you have enough to make prosperity for everybody else. Here are my final thoughts. I wish I didn't have to tell you that. But Lawrence, that ain't the truth. Your girls are learning stuff that you're not teaching them. That's just the way the world works. It just is what it is. They learn on the school bus. They learn on TV. Even their cartoons got a political slant at these point. At this point, we can't escape it. So what do? If you're Lawrence, you show the family that a man has enough provisions that you ain't got to beg for none. What else can he do? Why teach me to pray and be broke? That makes no sense. Show me that God is also resources. I mean, Lawrence got a responsibility. He's got a bunch of girls. If he don't show his daughters how impressive he is, they would then be impressed by some little knucklehead. And nobody wants that to happen. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, y'all. You gonna cut on your TV. And if you don't go on your TV, it's going to happen on your timeline, which is like the new TV. This is what I want you to do. Do what I do. When I see this on my timeline, I have no opinion about it. I don't even examine that person to see if I still want to work with them. I immediately know that whoever just posted that must work for me and not with me. I said what I said. That does not mean you can't put them on your success team, Jerry. It just means they are now, okay, Steve, it just means that they are now your labor force. They're not your colleagues. Because anybody wasting time to argue over the internet is wasting time building generational wealth. There's only one type of person that gets paid to do that, and we just saw it for the last 3 months. The same, now listen, you're not feeling like what I'm going to say. The same people who are getting ready to vote that the electors are wrong, which we know electors are not liberal. Do you understand? Are the same people who claiming voter fraud but kept their seat. How? 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 How is there fraud and you kept your seat? How? Do you understand? The same people saying—
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that one out too. Yeah, that's crazy.
I fit to flip it. The same people saying, well, we good now. How? How? Because even though your side won, your quality of life is still going to diminish every day. So who wins? Nobody. Listen, it don't matter. We all can attest that our dollar don't go as far as it did 20 years ago, and everybody knows it. On the stock market right now, Jerry, the US dollar is getting pummeled in foreign exchange. It is dismal what's happening to the US dollar right now as we speak. The US dollar opened up this year, the worst it has opened up in 20 years. And that is by design. Because somebody knew they were going to lose. And they devalued the dollar so it could take more for Jerry to get to where they at. If you don't hurry up and get that the people you voting for are not on your side. None of them. I am being very fair. I am chopping off the heads of liberals and conservatives same time. I am being very fair.
You understand? Yeah, the truth, Antonio.
I'm being very fair. Straight up. Ain't them when I'm on your side. None of them are creating income for you. They have not made real estate investing easier. If you know money's the problem, why not make it easier for Jerry to go buy a property? Why is the cost of living in Nevada still high? Why have not wages caught up to expenses? These are the people writing the laws, keeping you in your condition. And they convincing us, vote for them or die. Now, what on earth is a good force that teaches you lack? Come on, man. There's nothing good in this universe that teaches lack. Not one good thing from this universe teaches. If somebody is teaching you lack, including your pastor, you need to run. Because—
Well said, my brother. Well said.
The laws of success don't live there. I don't care what y'all vote for. What I care about is that you have enough money to create generational wealth. Your only problem should be, when I die, what organization can I keep giving to in my death? That should be your problem. And if you're not thinking like that, it means you haven't had the opportunity to make enough money. In closing, the propaganda machine is about to go nuts because very few people lose well. And this time, the people who lost control most of the world's money. Come on, we know this to be, don't even fool me now. We know there's a difference between conservative money and liberal money. We know this. We know this. There's plenty of liberal millionaires, but they still get their checks written by conservative people. Don't fool me now. It's a bunch of liberal basketball players, ain't it? But the people who control the league are conservative, are they not? It's just a bunch of high-paid slaves out there.
Go ahead, are we talking about China now? Are we talking about China? Or
included. China, fantastically, is the only economy in the world that had a plus GDP during the pandemic. The only one. The only economy in the world that had a plus money was China. Only one. That say a lot, don't it, Jerry? I know your brain going off right now. he said,
it could be all that slave labor.
You understand. You listen. Here's the deal, y'all. My call to action is Chiquita. We need to band together. If we don't own it, we don't need to use it. I don't know what to tell you. If we don't own it, we don't need to use it. If we buy toothpaste, is there someone here that uses toothpaste? Does someone invent it? Who, we need shirts? All right, we got people here that do it. If we don't own it, we don't need to use it. If we just... If I can just
that was powerful.
If I can just get ATS to come together and spend all our money with us, we ain't gotta worry about no being no influencer. We'll be influencers amongst us. You ain't gotta worry about no car notes. We got Ken in here. Ken not finna put nobody in ATS with no bad car note. Is he on here? Man, listen. We all we got. If we don't have it, we don't need it. 2021 is going to be bad. I apologize for telling you that. I think I saw Jerry say it's gonna be Mad Max. All right. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's gonna be bad. It's gonna be bad. I am looking forward to learning new information about what's going to happen next. I want what Vanessa is selling only. And I want what Jerome is selling. You understand what I'm saying? I want what Latrice is selling. Please consider ATS a nation. and consider you need to strengthen your nation before you go fool with other nations. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. I look forward.
I keep you posted.
Yes, I want to see all your, keep me posted on vibing, right? I want to see all y'all post on vibing. Use our stuff. And then you can post outside too. All right, everybody, y'all have a good one. You're welcome, Jerron. Good to see you, man. Y'all have a good one. All right, everybody.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True, but it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world, based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.